Follow that, follow the news line. Roy, ATCGS, WS2N, back to you. Yes, indeed, this is ATCGS. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do for the technical net and all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it. I especially appreciate it. So have a great what's left of Easter. And thanks to everyone who participated tonight. I appreciated every last participant. Again, you guys make or break a technical net. No one wants to hear me do a monologue. And so I'm very thankful for the people that come by every Sunday night and help me pull this stuff off. As always, I want to remind people, Dick would end his technical net with very sage advice. Dick would just say, be kind to each other. That's always good advice, especially if you live in curious times, where it's more important that you be kind to each other. And I always like to quote Epictetus, it's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So keep your mind open and available for new information. It's always good to learn a new thing every day. So thanks again to everyone. Please join me again next Sunday night at 8 p.m. where we'll try and do this all over again. Have a great week. Have a safe week. This is AC2GS formally closing this episode of the Linemark Technical Net, and I am clear.
W2BL repeater. W2BL repeater.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
W2VL.
repeater.
Good morning. The time is 1:55 a.m. Clear temperature 38 degrees.
W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
morning. The time is 4:55 a.m. Clear temperature 37 degrees.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 5:01 a.m. Clear temperature 37 degrees.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 6 a.m. Clear temperature 38 degrees.
W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 7 a.m. Sun temperature 37 degrees.
WVL repeater. W2VL repeater.
8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
This is N2, that you say, mobile instrument.
W2VL repeater.
Here is WB2EAV listening.
Once again, Cricket. Katie, you can in. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Charlie. No. Do your presence mean there are not crickets?
Well, as you know, odds are pretty good you're going to get me. Although I'm just about to the office. How was your weekend?
Fine, it was fine. Rather enjoyable. Didn't do anything very much, but enjoyed it nonetheless. So?
That was very nice. Had my daughter, son of the one, grandson over for dinner yesterday for Easter. It was a nice day, and I hear we're going to get some nice weather later in the week.
I mean, this afternoon is supposed to be pretty nice. Yeah, I saw my daughter, son-in-law, and granddaughter over the weekend. There seems to be a bit of that going around.
Well, it is that time of year. We all come out of our cocoons for winter and families get together, and it's going to be warm enough for a barbecue, I think, later in the week. It's going to be up in the 80s, possibly.
Oh, my goodness. That's too much too soon.
Yeah, I agree, but there's nothing I can do about it. I have to turn the air conditioner on, so I'll take it over cold tonight. But I got to run. I'm assuming you're commuting into work, so you have a nice ride, and maybe I'll catch you later. KD2KH here, 73.
All right, you have a nice day. Enjoy the brilliant sunshine. WB2EAV.
W1EMR. W1EMR.
EMR, KA1JKB.
Morning.
Good morning, sir. Eric, just throw your call out there. Pick it out, response.
I'm in the Southern State, heading out to Levittown for my chiropractor. Just figured I'd see if anybody was listening.
leaving a pause there to see if anybody else was interested in listening. Well, good deal. I'm running a couple errands this morning. Work from home most of the time. Got my while in the car. Just making my way.
Roger that. You have a good day. I'll be standing by. W1AMR.
W1AMR, KA1, JKB, 73.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
K2LLL. Good morning, everyone. Anybody listening? Lima. Good morning, listening.
Two Lima, N4RBC Mobile.
Coming in a little broken down, not sure if it's me, not sure if it's you. Try to come again, please. K2LLL.
K2LLL from N2RBC Mobile. I'm over in Port Jefferson Station here.
Yeah.
copy me? I copy you.
N2VHC, November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu Mobile, listening.
WB2IKT. Almost noon over here. I guess, 10 o'clock to the time, or is it 9 o'clock? No. Yeah, 11 o'clock.
Hello, how are you? My name is Ken. Very good. Hilo, Echo, November is my name. You have a good memory. Excellent. Better than mine. It is coming up on 10 o'clock. We are in Mountain Time. My location precisely is the VA Center in Hot Springs, South Dakota. I'm following behind a Department of Veterans Affairs Transportation Service van. I'm leaving the facility right now. I'm leaving a medical appointment, an orthopedic appointment. Headed out of Hot Springs, South Dakota, back down to Alliance, Nebraska. Beautiful day here, 53 degrees, bright sunshine. How are you? Remind me of your name and what location are you at? Back to you.
Okay, Ken. Thanks, Dave. This is Whiskey Baker 2, India Kilowatt Tango. And the name is George. And, home QTH is expelled. But at the moment, I'm in Massapequa. And we're sitting in a little parking lot at the beach. Kind of like relaxing and chilling. And a little bit later on, I'll be taking my wife to a medical appointment. So, tell me about this Department of Veterans Affairs. Is this where all the love letter people go to learn who's loving who? Sail with somebody else.
It's like a giant swingers club. Yeah, it's the VA Health Center. Out here, South Dakota is really veteran friendly. They spend, you know, the National VA, whatever you want to call it, association, gives the state, you know, jurisdiction over taking care of their veterans and then reimburses them. So the state of South Dakota is super, super veteran friendly. They even absorb the veterans from Nebraska. So I'm considered a Nebraska veteran, you know, out there in the panhandle of Nebraska. They send us all up here to beautiful South Dakota. So we come up there for our health care and so forth. I mean, not saying I couldn't go down, I can go to a local hospital for my health care, which I do. But once in a while, I come up here for a, you know, a walk-in appointment or so forth. And yeah, it's a beautiful hospital. It's an old mansion on top of the hill, donated many, many years ago to the VA. And we all go up in there, and it's all veterans, male, female, go in there, and exclusively, they even have an emergency room with ambulances. exclusively for the veterans of the United States Armed Forces. So I just went there for an orthopedic appointment, which he referred me to a civilian, as they call it, civilian hospital for further treatment. Back to you.
Okay, yeah, very good. I'm just a little curious here. I certainly respect that the state and all takes care of the veterans, but I'm a little concerned that there's a health care facility, in your own words, sort of in the middle of nowhere. It only does veterans. What if someone's not a veteran? Will they take care of them? I mean, you know, people tend to get medical emergencies one way or the other. Typically, unless you have a chronic problem, you won't need surgery. That's why most people go to a hospital because they have a sort of a medical emergency. I hate to say that, but I think of somebody that had such an event occur who is not a veteran being turned away. That strikes me as not really cool.
Well, their emergency room technically is not an emergency room for general public. It's not an emergency room. It's only for urgent care and for veterans only. They have a hospital in Hot Springs called Fall River County. That's the name of the county. And if somebody has a problem, let's say they're visiting, you know, the area, they would go to the Fall River County Hospital, you know. And the Veterans Hospital is exclusively for veterans. If there was an emergency need, somebody, like, say they were there, and they would treat them if they had an emergency care need, and then bring them. For example, I work out of a hospital on an Indian reservation, and they had a person there that had anybody within the confines there had an emergent need of help. They would treat them, of course, but then they would, you know, bring them on and send them on their way. But for routine care, no, only for emergency. And they have a huge VA hospital in Rapid City and down in Denver, you know, just for veterans, attached to the normal hospital. And the doctors float in between back and forth, both hospitals. I'm going to get spinal surgery, and I'm going up to the regular hospital, spine and the neurological center in Rapid City, which has nothing to do with the VA, but they refer their patients up there, and that's what I went to my appointment today for. But it's interesting, you know, how out here you can actually get excellent health care as long as you follow the guidelines of what they want you to do. The distances in between the hospitals, though, are hundreds of miles. You have to be aware of that. That's the only problem. Like, for example, I'm about 120 miles from my house, this hospital is where I live. But yet, I'm going to be referred to a hospital, you know, even further away for the surgery. I could have went closer, but I chose to go to one that seems to be more competent, you know, has better doctors and stuff like that. So that was my choice. Back to you.
Okay. Well, sounds like your situation is, oh, Lord, I hate to say it, all thrown up, which is a sort of an awful pun, but anyway, good luck to you. Anyway, I'm about to get on the road, and say 73, good talking to you, though, and just to let you know, we're still around here, and, you know, hope whatever you're going in for fixes whatever problem you have. So, say 73, MTVHZ, WB2IKC. Clear listening for final.
Hey, thanks, man. Hey, your audio is exceptional. Your signal into the repeater is beautiful. It's second to none, just to let you know. And you're probably sitting there looking at the ocean, which I miss, which I'll be taking care of. See, I'm getting all my aches and pains taken care of so I can enjoy my retirement. And that way, when I do retire, I'm not going, ooh, ah. Where I can sit with my kids and look at the ocean and jump in with them, you know. And I'd say, Dad has such bad back problems, he can't move. I want to be able to enjoy my retirement, so I want to get some stuff done. You know, so, and thanks for picking up my call. And see you later, man. We're out here on a
in middle of nowhere, South Dakota. 73 Zen 2 VHD Mobile on Echo Link. Bye bye.
Okay, Jake. Yes, 73, and just about right, but it's I'm actually on the bay side over here. I'm kind of maybe a mile or so north of the actual ocean beach, and I'm on the bay side. And as I'm speaking, I'm watching a tugboat pushing a barge with a earth-moving machine on it. Sort of looks like it might be an excavator. Be interesting. I don't see that too often back here. Let me see. And enjoy. And, best of health to you. And hope you had a happy day. Or Passover, whatever holiday follows there. 73 WB2IKT.
Very good. I know it's, you described it perfectly. I've seen it before. It is kind of weird looking, like they dig out the slips or something with that. You know? 73 N2VHZ Mobile. Out.
WA2VFM listening. WA2CDL. WA2VFM, Andy, are you around?
Ah, you are here. Hey, you can ignore the voicemail I left here.
I'm here because I'm not all here. I'm so early, I'm making a quick stop, which is literally 2 minutes from my office in Glen Oaks. I guess you're on the way.
Yes, I may pick up the sandwich on the way, but I am on the way.
Okie dokie. I'm just going to pop out for a minute, and then when I get back in the car, what do you think your ETA is, give or take?
I'd say at least 35 minutes, 40 minutes, because I'm going to stop and pick up that sandwich. It's going to take me about 10 minutes to take care of that.
All right. See if I got it in the portable, and what I'll do is, you say, well, I want to try to get there around the same time, so it'll be a little easier for when we go to park and whatnot.
Okay, not a problem.
And I'm going to step out of the vehicle for a few. W1DMR.
WB2DS.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
The best way to approach things, and I'll talk to you about it when I see you.
Affirm. I'm actually trying to use the ARC finder with that repeater, and it doesn't see it at all, so there's probably something wrong in the site. But I was able to see the VHF from my house.
Oh, boy, the UHF?
On my ATS, the Motorola, I was able to see from my house on VHF. UHF, I couldn't see it. I haven't tried on UHF. On the offline, nothing to see yet.
Okay, well, I'm just wondering if I didn't have the wrong tones in there. I looked it up further, and I think it's 2A both in and out right now. But I'm not sure.
So most of the docs you gave me was for the...
Yep, understand. Not a problem. We'll be there shortly.
What are you driving? Like you tell them, I'm literally going under the property in about 30 minutes.
Silver Explorer with a bunch of antennas on it.
The brother of my police.
In more ways than one. Anyway, next exit, I'm going south. So, I'm not too far behind you.
Ah.
so you haven't done, you haven't programmed in the correct button for that, huh?
The R finder. I don't typically care for this radio. I just grabbed it because everything's programmed this way.
Okay.
On the campus, but went the wrong way.
Okay. Well, I'm just sitting on top of the parkway, waiting for people to move. Okay, I just pulled in. Where am I going?
Hey, Jimmy, if you're coming in for Lakeville Road, you make a right, and then there's a parking lot there.
Okay, well, the problem is there's two of them. I passed the first entrance. There's this second one, which is the front of the building. And there was a parking lot here. Where are you?
Literally in front of the building. I'm pointing to the parking lot right now.
Okay, hang on. Oh, there you are. I must be right behind you.
They usually put us in this spot right by the beach. I back in.
So. Okay. I take it that is you in front of me.
What gave it away? Is that it?
Yeah, white part. No, you can turn that off.
Oh, it was a once in a while. W1EMR.
WB2ZS.
W2VL repeater.
Good afternoon. The time is 1:55 p.m. Sun temperature 62 degrees.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Contact with someone? Anyone there? This is Nick from Hopbox, KD2GJA. Anyone there?
KD2GJA from KA2UTF. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Can I have you call site again? I missed it.
KA2 United Tango Fox.
Yes, operating through a 20 watt amplifier on it. And this is the first contact I've made.
Okay, Roger. Name here is Gary. Where are you located?
Gary, my name's Nick, and I'm located in Hopot.
Very good, Nick. Well, let me see. I guess you're coming in through the Sheldon machine. You have fried eggs in the background, so your voice is 100% up.
Thank you. Where are you at, Gary?
Northeast Queens.
Very good. I'm not familiar with the Sheldon. Sheldon has multiple towers. What tower are you working through?
Well, I could tell by the courtesy tone you're coming in through the eastern input. You are operating on 2 meters, right? Not 440?
That's correct. I'm on 2 meters.
So you're coming in through the Sheldon tower. I'm in Queens, so I'm coming in through the Leno, Queens, which is on the Nassau-Queens border and on a very, very tall building.
Well, it's loud and clear. I'm not too sure how this works, to be honest with you. I'm operating out of the Sheldon tower. The program now, those frequencies. But how does Sheldon tower get to Queens? You is a mystery to me.
Yeah, well, the two machines are linked. Different input frequencies, same output frequency.
And I guess there are other machines also linked with the Sheldon tower, right?
Yeah, Nick, you can get in if you're on 440 through the Mid-Island tower.
Very good. Very good. So what are you up to this afternoon?
Well, I got a bunch of chores I've been putting off around the house. And I've been doing too much reading today, so I didn't get to. I did hear your call out there. I wanted to get back to you. Do you do any other operating? Operate on the so-called low bands, PX and stuff?